From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Evening Edition.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Andrea Nakano. A few Bay Area communities are still recovering from the past week of rain and wind, but thankfully the past couple of days have been brighter. A live look outside where a few clouds are all we can see for now.
But apparently more rain on the way tonight, but we've got the expert here, Darren Pank, with when it's going to hit.
More rain coming tonight, more rain coming in on Tuesday. There's another one after that coming on Friday. None of them are significant storms. They're not going to be repeats of what we went through. But they are all more rain. So if we look at First Alert Doppler, you can see the leading edge of the shower is already showing up. But it's really not until we get into the early morning hours tomorrow, and then right around sunrise, when we'll notice some of these on-again, off-again showers. Later morning hours, right about here, say 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. And then once we get past like 11 in the morning, things really quiet down. Maybe a chance of a shower for the second half of Sunday. But really, primarily what's going to happen is it'll rain tomorrow morning. We'll probably get about a quarter of an inch, maybe half an inch of rain in some of the heavier spots. And that does not compare at all to the previous storms that have come through here. It'll also get a little breezy with this one. Watch the screen light up. That's tomorrow morning. But these are gusts. In other words, the numbers on here are telling you what the strongest is it should get. So we're only gusting into the mid-20s. That's nowhere near as strong as the last several storms were. But there's probably still enough vulnerable trees out there. We could still have a downed tree in that scenario. But there's no wind advisory from this. Two more storms after this one, Andrea. I'll show this to you in the complete forecast in just a bit. For now, over to you.
All right, thanks, Darren. The farm worker community of Pajaro is still reeling from devastating flood damage after a levee failure led to the area being submerged in water over a week ago. More than 2,000 people were forced from their homes, and there is still no word on when they will be able to return. Meanwhile, two benefit concerts this weekend in the Bay Area are supporting the evacuees of Pajaro, and two Mexican music icons, Maná and Alejandro Fernandez, were there. Maná took the stage last night at San Jose SAP Center, and Alejandro Fernandez is set to perform at tonight's benefit concert in Oakland.
The community, like I said, it's really hurting, but to see the outpouring of support, all these fans will know that they're part of their ticket sales are going to go to help these families in need.
Supervisor Alejo says the artist reached out to him wanting to help raise money for the flood victims. Brian?
Diabetics in California can expect to save thousands of dollars a year on treatment. According to the state's new contract to manufacture its own insulin. Governor Gavin Newsom announced today, regardless of the patient's insurance plans, the new CalRx insulin will cost them just $30 for a 10-milliliter vial. The state is partnering with the nonprofit manufacturer CivicaRx. Name brand insulin usually sells for hundreds of dollars a vial in the U.S.
Time for disruption. And that's where California comes in the spirit of Senator Bradford. Yeah, the future happens here first. We are America's coming attraction, and we take pride in that. And we feel a great sense of responsibility to do more and be more.
Newsom said the next plan of action is for the state to manufacture its own Narcan, the treatment that rapidly reverses the effects of opioid overdoses.
Former President Donald Trump says he believes he will be arrested on Tuesday as part of a hush money investigation by Manhattan's district attorney.
Michael George has that story from New York.
Former President Donald Trump posted on his social media blog that he'll be arrested on Tuesday and called for protests. He wrote that illegal leaks from the Manhattan District Attorney's office indicate that the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. A New York grand jury is weighing an indictment of the former president in a case examining hush money paid to women who alleged sexual encounters with him. Trump has denied all wrongdoing. At a conservative forum Saturday, Senator Lindsey Graham said if he were Trump, he would take the matter to the Supreme Court.
So I think this is an effort that's ongoing, never ending to destroy Donald Trump.
Former Vice President Mike Pence answered questions about the case.
The idea of indicting a former president of the United States is deeply troubling to me, as it is to tens of millions of Americans. And particularly happening in what appears to be a politically charged environment.
An attorney for Trump told CBS News the former president's comments about an imminent arrest are speculation. A Trump spokesperson said, in part, there has been no notification other than illegal leaks from the Justice Department and the DA's office. The spokesperson said, President Trump is rightfully highlighting his innocence and the weaponization of our injustice system. In a tweet, Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy called the potential indictment an outrageous abuse of power by a radical DA. He said he's directing relevant committees to investigate if federal funds are being used to, quote, subvert our democracy by interfering in elections with politically motivated prosecutions. In a statement, former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the grand jury's consideration of this case makes clear no one is above the law, not even a former president of the United States.
The Associated Press is reporting that law enforcement officials in New York are making security preparations.
The Hague has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin, the International Criminal Court accusing him of war crimes. But it is unlikely that Putin will face trial because Moscow doesn't recognize the court's jurisdiction. It could keep Mr. Putin from attending international summits in countries that might arrest him. Monday marks 20 years since the U.S. military invaded Iraq. This used to be one of Hussein's personal yachts. It was seized by the U.S. military, then eventually looted and stripped bare. Fishermen now use it to take breaks.
And a traffic alert for East Bay drivers. A mile and a half of northbound 680 is closed in Pleasanton again this weekend. It's from Sunol Boulevard to Bernal Avenue. This is the third weekend Caltrans closed the stretch of highway for construction. It will reopen at 5 o'clock on Monday morning and will hopefully be a smoother ride with less potholes and wear.
PG&E says that nearly everybody who lost power during the windstorm on Tuesday now has their power back. So look at the PG&E power outage map. An official there says that fewer than 1,700 homes are still without power. This is what the map looked like Tuesday afternoon. PG&E said at the peak, 367,000 people were in the dark across the Bay Area, the most they've seen in the Bay Area since 1995.
Yosemite National Park is back open today after being closed for 3 weeks due to heavy snowfall. Most of the park is open from sunrise to sunset. Crews have been working hard to clear out rocks this week. Main roads and some overnight lodgings are open. Smaller roads and campgrounds will stay closed for now due to the snow.
It is inaugural restaurant week in Fremont. The Chamber of Commerce is hoping to increase local business. Well, that's what chambers of commerce do. It's called Restaurant Week, but it's really 10 days of special menus and offers from over 40 restaurants in Fremont. And we stop by Jack's Brewing Company in Fremont's Sundale neighborhood to see if patrons are eating it up.
I think it was about time because every other city pretty much has one. Fremont's about due for one of those, and they have some good places here. Not to mention where we're at now. They make their own beer here. They have other local beer breweries that they bring in other beers, and the food's not bad. It's actually good.
Was it? Ringing endorsement. Restaurant Week ends a week from tomorrow. And that's it for this edition of CBS News Bay Area.
News updates are always on KPIX.com. Good night.